A 1,000,000 ships could not destroy the planet. Truly, 'twould take greater power than ever there was known to humankind. But soft. Another ship approaches quick.
A small ship flies quickly past the Millennium Falcon.
Belike they can the tale to us relate.
Imperial fighter 'tis.
Hath it made chase?
Nay, nay. A short-range fighter 'tis. Oh, how this situation here doth give me pause.
No base is there nearby. Whence cometh it? The courage in me melts away at this. My boast cannot resolve this mystery.
The ship departeth swiftly. If they have identified our lot, we shall have strife.
'Tis my intent to keep us from that fate. Chewbacca, render its transmissions blocked.
Pray, let it go. 'Tis too far flown.
Not long.
Dost thou agree a fighter of its size this deep in space could not have come alone?
Belike 'twas in a group and now is lost.
It shall not live to tell the tale today.
Forsooth, he makes his way to that small moon.
I may play checkmate on him ere he lands.
Alas, I sense the game, and we're the pawns. That is no moon. 'Tis a space station there.
The Death Star looms in the distance, growing closer.
'Tis far too large a space station to be.
My feelings now do stir. I sense them well. They tell me we shall lose the match we play.
Pray, turn thee now the ship around.
I shall. Now, Chewie, lock thou quick the auxiliary power.
Why do we still approach? What can be done?
It hath the advantage using tractor beam to pull us in, onto its landing bay.
But pray, some move thou must have left to make.
My moves are finished, lad. I must shut down. Else shall the ship entire soon come apart. But still, with all my players, I shall fight.
Thou canst not win, but will by strategy some good alternatives to fighting see.
So enters the Millennium Falcon in unto the Death Star, grand and stark and mean. With fear the Wookiee and the three brave men look on as their space journey changes scene. Meanwhile the denizens within the base make haste to catch the ship that cometh near. Commanders come with well-armed guards apace, while stormtroopers do at their posts appear.
Exeunt. Act 4. Scene 1. Inside the Death Star. Enter Darth Vader, Grand Moff Tarkin, and Envoy.
A freighter hath been captured entering the system Alderaan. Its markings match a ship that hath Mos Eisley quickly fled.
This errant ship belike endeavors to return the plans unto the princess who within this base is locked in guarded cell. Perhaps the princess yet hath use to us.
Exit Grand Moff Tarkin. Vader crosses to the ship. Enter Officer 1, Stormtroopers and Guards 1 and 2.
No person is aboard the ship, my lord. The log maintained on board doth tell a tale of all the crew abandoning the ship directly after its departure. 'Tis no doubt a decoy, sir, for all the pods have launched it been.
Hast thou found any droids?
Nay, truly not, my lord. If there had been, then surely must they have abandoned too.
Send thou a scanning crew aboard the ship, and check its nooks and crannies every bit.
Aye, good, my lord.
Distracted is my mind, but through its cloudy haze the reason comes. Unless I am in error, someone here has come. I have not felt this presence since the days that are but dark in memory. This presence I have known since I was young. This presence that once called me closest friend. This presence that hath all my hopes betrayed. This presence that hath turned my day to night. This awful presence present here must be. So shall I to this presence violence present.
Exit Darth Vader.
Now to thy work, and scan the ship.
The scan is done. No living soul is here.
Exeunt Stormtroopers. Enter Obi-Wan Kenobi, Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Chewbacca, C-3PO, and R2-D2. hidden.
"'Tis fortunate thou hast these storage bins."
"'Their use hath ever been for smuggling goods. Ne'er have I thought I would myself hear and be smuggling. All we do is madness. Fie! If I could start the ship, the tractor beam would wrap its eagle's talons round my neck."
"'The tractor beam thou mayst leave unto me."
"'Thou fool! I knew thou would say as much."
"'I say thou fool. Then fool, good sir, am I. But when thou sayest fool, remember well that fools do walk in foolish company. So if I am a fool, perhaps 'tis true that other fools around me may be found. For who is he who hath more foolish been, the fool or other fool who follows him?"
They hide. Guards 1 and 2 stand by while scanning crew enters ship and are bested by Obi-Wan, Luke, Han Solo, and Chewbacca.
Oi! Didst thou hear that sound?
Pray, hear a sound?
Aye, truly. I quite clearly heard a sound.
Thine ears mayhap play tricks on thee, my friend.
Nay, nay! Dost thou not think this strange?
What strange?
The droids did flee the ship we have attacked, and unto Tatooine have gone by pod. 'Tis true thus far.
I cannot claim 'tis false.
On Tatooine they have been traced first to Jawas Vile and then to humans.
Did?
I did they are. Our men did see to it. But follow on. The boy who with them lived hath fled we knew not where, till he was seen at yon Mos Eisley with the pair of droids.
Aye, aye, 'twas all in last week's briefing. Pray, what more of this? Hast thou aught new to say?
The boy and droids together disappeared the very hour the ship, this ship, did fly. And now the ship is here, though empty seems.
Nay, empty 'tis. The scanning crew doth work e'en now.
Which bringeth me full circle to the sound I just have heard. Is't possible, my friend, that boy and droids and rebels all have flown within this ship unto this space, and yet, e'en now, whilst thou and I do speak, still hide within the ship?
I am amazed.
Aye, verily. Think'st thou I may be right?
I said thou hast amazed me, and 'tis true, but never did I say I think thee right.
Oh.
Thou dost amaze by thy o'er-active thoughts. A hidden boy? The droids within? A fig! Avaunt, thou silly god! Be not so thick! Thy great imagination hath o'erwrought thy better senses. Thinkest thou thy powers of judgment far exceed our master's true? Mayst thou outwit the great Darth Vader, or the cunning of our Governor Tarkin? Nay!
Nay, nay.
We are but simple gods. Our purpose here is plain and to the point. We have been tasked to watch the ship and follow all commands, and not to prattle on with airy thoughts.
Aye, thou hast spoke a well-considered word. Thou art a friend. As I have e'er maintained, and thou hast spoken truth and calmed me quite. The rebels hide herein. What vain conceit! That ere they should the Death Star enter!
It warms my heart to see thee so restored and back to thine own merry native self.
Pray, may we have thy good assistance here?
So, let us go together, friend. Good cheer.
Guards 1 and 2 enter ship and are killed. Exeunt others. Scene 2. Inside the Death Star. Enter officers 2 and 3.
Say, TK-421, now wherefore hast thou left thy station? TK-421, canst thou my message hear? Take thou command. Belike he hath a bad transmitter. So shall I attend and help him, if I may.
Enter Obi-Wan Kenobi, C-3PO, R2-D2, and Chewbacca, with Han Solo and Luke dressed as stormtroopers, killing officers 2 and 3.
Now through the doorway come our heroes brave, The Imperial officers Chewbacca fights, whilst Han with blaster doth his entry pave. They have arrived. Escape is in their sights.
Fi! With all this howling nonsense and with all thy blasting, 'tis a miracle that all within the station have not heard of our arrival.
Surely let them come. A fight would I prefer to sneaking yon and hither.
Whistle squeak, beep beep.
We have the outlet for the system found. Oh, that my words might end their bickering.
'Tis well. Plug R2 in, and he shall read the whole Imperial network.
Meep, meep, squeak.
Ooh, whistle.
Whee! Ah! Beep, meep, squeak, beep, meep.
Now hath he found the main control onto the power beam that holds the ship herein. He shall attempt to show thee presently where its exact location may be found. The tractor beam in 7 places is connected to the main reactor, but a power loss at any terminal shall set the good Millennium Falcon free.
That number 7 shall our freedom mean. But only 1 of 7 shall we need. I fear those numbers, 7 and then 1, do something dangerous portend. But why? Our company is only 6, unless there were another joined onto us here. Then were we 7, yet what means the 1? Oh, strangely sweeps the thought into my mind. I have a feeling through the Force that ere we leave this place, some 7 shall we be. Yet 1 shall stay behind as sacrifice. Thus 7 and thus 1. The numbers tell the story that herein shall soon be told. Methinks ye 2 cannot assist me now. This 1, ye and I, shall go alone.
Aye, good. So shall I hearken unto what thou sayst. For I already on this voyage have done more than that for which I have been paid.
I would go with thee, sir.
Pray, patience, Luke, for thou must stay and guard the vital droids. They must be taken safely to our friends, or other systems end like Alderaan. Thy destiny, dear boy, doth truly go upon a path far different from mine. And fate for thee hath spun another thread than what she hath for Obi-Wan's life stitched. The Force shall be with thee always, Luke.
Exit Obi-Wan.
He hath bestowed a Jedi's blessing here. So why then am I utterly unnerved?
Wookie, thou hast spoken well and true. Whence hast thou this old bag of bones uncovered?
Yon Ben in all good virtues doth excel.
Aye, certain he excelleth when the goal is but to lead us into trouble great.
But thou hast not excelled at offering a thought to how we can the station scape.
Yet any simple plan excelleth or remaining here till all descend on us. It taketh not a wisdom that excels to know for certain fact that such is true.
By heaven, I'll stop their bickering with this new information.
Whistle beep meep.
I prithee, what doth all this beeping mean?
Sir, I confess I do not know. He hath declared that he hath found her. Then the droid repeats, she's here, she's here.
But Mary, who?
Good Princess Leia.
Princess Leia? Here? Now doth this strange adventure stir my blood.
What sayest to princess?
Where, thou droid? Say where.
What princess? On thy life, this thing unveil.
Meep, 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 squeak, whistle, meep, meep, ooh.
Even now the princess is on level 5, detention block of AA-23.
Oh me, this new discovery of mine doth shake my core and shall arouse their souls.
Meep, meep, ah, beep, squeak, beep, meep, meep.
I fear, good sir, it doth give certain news. The princess shall be terminated soon.
Nay, nay! So quickly met and now with this so quickly lost! Now must we swiftly act!
What dost thou prattle on about? Pray tell!
Oh, how can one describe in simple words the import this mysterious woman hath upon my life? The droids! These droids are hers! she hath appeared in message urgent too. I see thou canst not understand it well, yet what I know is this. We must give her whate'er unflagging help and hope we may.
Speak not with such great folly. Obi-Wan hath told us to remain.
Yet knew he not that she is here. Pray, tell me how we may straight make our way to the detention block.
I say again what I have said before. To this location is my purpose fixed. And whether Princess be within or no, I tell thee plain, I shall not thither go.
She shall be executed. Thou hast said mere minutes past that thou wouldst not remain to see our sudden sure imprisonment. Now is thy fondest wish that we should stay?
To march to the detention blocks unwise, to make our way to danger folly 'tis. To there present ourselves is passing mad. To boldly go where none hath gone is wild.
Hast thou no heart? She sentenced is to die.
My sentence is, 'tis better she than I.
How shall I break a heart that loveth not? And how convince a man who lives by wits?